Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, May 22nd, 2020. Here are the three big things you need to know. Three, China is poised to pass a national security law for Hong Kong. Critics say it will curb freedoms and puts Hong Kong's pro-democracy activists on a dangerous collision course with China's central communist government in Beijing. This is a very big deal flying under the COVID radar screen. Two, a church in Mississippi was destroyed by a suspected arson fire about a month after its pastor filed a lawsuit challenging the city of Holly Springs on gathering restrictions amid the outbreak. The arsonists apparently left a message. And number one, President Donald Trump declaring a federal emergency in Michigan in response to catastrophic flooding in Midland County. The approval came yesterday as he toured the Ford Motor Company's Rawsonville Components plant. Workers there making ventilators to help with the coronavirus response. Hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Welcome to it. Thank you for joining us. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday. I'll also be with you on Tuesday of next week as well. In this hour, Steve Doolin, licensed attorney, real estate broker, member of the board of directors for Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners, and frequent Steve Gruber Show guest. He'll be on with us. Noah Rothman from Commentary, and he has a piece, The Zombie Lockdown Debate. Very good stuff. And Angela Madden, executive director of the Michigan Association of Ambulance Services. All coming up this hour. It has been a jam-packed show. If you have not been with us thus far, well, first, why not? But B, you missed a bunch of good stuff. So check out the podcasts, which you can get via stevegruber.com. All the segments available, and the staff does a great job of getting them up quickly as well after the show. You can re-listen to something you missed or find something new that you didn't hear at stevegruber.com. I'm down here in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I'm the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College. Also teach in the journalism department. We are all set to resume in-person teaching in the fall. That is the plan as we move full tilt toward that goal. You can also hear me hosting other shows, podcasts, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour that I host for the college. You can also hear that on many of these fine radio stations over the weekend. But find it in various places like SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify. And this week's episode is now up. You'll hear portions of a conversation between Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn and Brian Westbury, noted economist. Also, Trent England on defending the Electoral College, and Tom Connor, who's a retired professor of history here at Hillsdale, takes us on a tour of Netherlands American Cemetery on this Memorial Day weekend. Find that on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. You can find the Hillsdale Classical Education Podcast, which I host, and over at National Review Political Beats. We talk with people in and around the world of music about nothing political whatsoever, but only about our guests' favorite band or musical artist. It's fun. We did Crowded House this week. Recently, The Byrds, The Who with Ben Domenech of The Federalist. Check it out at nationalreview.com, or again, where fine podcasts are found. And you can find me on Twitter as well, at Scott Bertram, ScottBertram. I was talking yesterday with State Representative Eric Lighthizer, who is the 58th District Representative here in Michigan, down in my neck of the woods. It's Branch and Hillsdale counties here in the southern part of the state. But talking to him about a number of things, including, I believe the Free Press had a story on this earlier this week, but I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. If you doubt me, you can check my Twitter feed. Just head back a few weeks. But the problem right now with Michigan's deposit law in the state, in which stores, and I guess by extension the government, right, is still collecting the 10 cent per bottle deposit on bottles and cans. And yet there is no way for you or I to actually collect back on that deposit at this point. All those places where you'd return bottles and cans to collect your 10 cents are closed. So it's really at this point more like a tax. They're taking it. You can't get it back. Maybe at a future date to be announced. We don't know where that falls on the governor's reopening plan, when we can reopen the areas where we recycle and bring back our cans and bottles for the 10 cent deposit. And I will tell you, I've been in Michigan now for 4.5 years, Illinois my whole life before that. And it's one of the few things I dislike about living in Michigan. One was/is the high auto insurance rates, but we believe that will be taken care of in part with legislation, and we'll see those changes coming up in July. Many of us will. But one of the other things I don't like at all is the deposit law. I don't like saving those bottles and cans to get my 10 cents back. I'm just going to be frank with you. And, you know, there are other concerns, too, meaning, look, you know this. I'm just telling you, you can't crush the cans or crush the bottles, because to get them through the spinner, they've got to be whole. It's got to read that UPC symbol, right? So you can't save space at this point by crushing them in any way. If you shop at multiple locations, you know, you've got to separate where you bought things from, because, for example, Walmart won't take the Kroger product and Kroger won't take the Walmart product back for to return your deposit. And if you want to get through the area where you bring back the bottles and cans with any kind of speed, you also have to separate the cans and plastic from the glass, because those go to different areas. And so you've got, well, I've got like 5 different bags going different places, different materials, and you bring them back, and you get to the place where you recycle them, you bring them back for the deposit, and look, let's just face it, it's a mess in many places. You try to keep it as clean as possible, but by definition, you're bringing back garbage. Sticky bottles, cans, almost drunk beer. And those places are sticky and grimy and germ filled. And since right now we're in a spot where we're trying to avoid being sticky and grimy and especially germ filled, who knows when those locations might reopen and what kind of restrictions there might be. And so I have thought about this, and look, there's no real way you can suspend the deposit on these bottles and cans, because once you open it back up, who's to say which bottles and which cans were sold during the suspension and which you can't bring back for the deposit? That wouldn't work. So, you know, I suggested that maybe it's about time to consider just repealing that law in its entirety and doing away with the deposit law in Michigan. State Rep. Eric Lighthizer, who I talked to yesterday, was receptive to the idea. That it might be time for that debate. I know there had been legislation, I believe, not this session, but the last session, that perhaps would roll things back. There's another aspect to this, too, which is the curbside recycling. In our area in Hillsdale, our curbside recycler is now no longer taking glass, no longer taking cardboard, no longer taking newspaper, because there's no profit in it for them. A lot of the profit in recycling comes from cans. And because of the deposit law, people are you know, self-employed essentially by the state of Michigan to take those back to locations. So the recycling companies aren't getting those products. Perhaps with the repeal, if you allow cans to go back into that stream to the curbside recyclers, they might take more products once again. Might take the glass that right now we're throwing away, the paper, the cardboard. Something to think about. I'd be in favor of it, of course. Coming up, Steve Doolin next on the Steve Gruber Show.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food. We've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behaviour through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food! Cha-ching! And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food! Cha-ching!
You're promoted!
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food! Cha-ching!
You're promoted!
Check out my braces!
So, when you hear this sound, rethink your behaviour. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.